Well, I'm focusing on what we're doing going forward as opposed to what was done in the past, but there was one specific requirement in the Judge Burleson's order, which was to require an envelope for absentee ballot voting, which means that you cannot have touchscreen voting for the absentee ballot voting. So we will not have the touchscreens available for absentee ballot voting. But what we're going to do is do everything we can to make sure that it's as easy and accessible, particularly for the disabled, for the optical scan voting, the paper voting, which as it would be if they had the touchscreen voting available to them.
What's your confidence level that you want to relate to the people, the voters out there, that this is going to go off much better than the problems of past? And what do you want to say to them?
Well, I'm focusing on the future. I'm not talking about the past. Yeah, well, we've heard that phrase before. We've spent already a lot of time with the staff. Heard me go through the items today. We're going very specifically through what needs to be done to make sure everything is covered. We're asking questions, and the staff has been very responsive to our questions. So we are very engaged and will be following through with this. We want to be responsive to any questions that we get from the public or the media on it.
So if you want to get an absentee ballot not in person, and also if you're on the permanently disabled list, how is that going to work for this election?
So if you're on the permanently disabled list, you should be receiving a notice any day that you are on the permanently disabled list, and those people know that they can then make the request for the absentee ballot. So there's two ways to vote absentee. One is to come down here. It's a one-step process if you come down here, and if it requires staying in the vehicle, we will have people come out and they can vote in their vehicle. If they want to do it by mail, then they submit the application, it gets mailed to them. At that point, it's in their control, as the voters' control, as to how quickly they turn it around. If the reason for absentee voting is disability, then they do not need a notary. If the reason is anything else, then they need a notary. And then they can mail it, subject to the mails, how quickly the mails go through, but it can be free mailing to do it that way. Or they can personally deliver it, or have it delivered by someone who is a close relative, basically an immediate family member.
And how quickly are you going to have to certify this election to conform to state law?
So there's two levels of certification, one by our board and one by the Secretary of State's office. So we are looking to certify our election over the weekend, and then I've had the chance to talk to Secretary of State Jason Kander, who said that he will turn around the certification very quickly. The end game on that is military absentee ballots are supposed to be available on September 23. So we need the certification quickly enough that we can have an absentee ballot for military personnel by September 23rd. Other absentee ballots are to be available on September 27th.
Sounds like this has to run like clockwork in order for this to work. I mean, you guys cannot miss a beat because you're up against the November deadlines. I mean, there's not really a playbook for this kind of thing, right?
We do what we need to do. We'll do what we have to do.
Time is of
That's the playbook.
Time is of the essence from everybody involved, from the voter to the final,
right,
to the state.
That's correct. I mean, we can have control over how long our workers work, and we can have control over what the Board of Commissioners are doing. But the voters have to do things a little bit differently because of the short turnaround time. They can't sit on an absentee ballot for a week or two or three. And so we try to publicize that, and we appreciate the efforts of the media in getting that word out.
So with the military absentee ballots, when would we know the final results of how this turns out?
So the issue with the military absentee ballots is that goes out for the November election.
I get it. Okay. So we should know by Monday, the 22nd, at the latest?
Yes.
It's going to be certified by the state?
Well, we'll certify it here by Monday, and then we're hopeful for a very quick turnaround from the Secretary of State.
Anything else you would
I think it'll be very, very quick, I think.
Are there any contingencies if the judge overturns the appeals court overturns the circuit judges and you know, basically says there shouldn't be a new election? Are you just going basically by now that there's going to be an election?
We are following the court order and the law, and thus and until there's a new court order.
Anything you and Kander discussed besides the tight timeline?
No.
And that's the only help that you asked for from his office, was just to stay on top of this and get it certified as quickly as possible. Gives you, what, 7 days? 7 days from the 16th to the 23rd is what you've got, right? Is that right?
Well, it's really less because you have to print the ballots.
So when are you expecting to get that certification back from the Secretary of State's office?
The Secretary of State said that they would have a very quick turnaround.
Because typically that's process.
And he understands that typical won't work here. He understands that.
You sound confident everything. The way you went through it with the fine-tooth comb over here this afternoon, you seem very, looks like you're ready. How do you feel?
That's how I feel. And I'll keep on staying on top of it between now and September 16th and beyond.
Any idea how much this will cost the city and how that will be covered financially?
I don't know that off the top of my head. If you need that information, they might have an estimate. I'm not sure.
Quick question. You said the September 23rd deadline. How long does it take to print the ballots to get them ready for that? Is there like a day or two or three that you need to get that done?
I would need to check on that, but I think that's the time that we're talking about. It's because the ballot is all prepared except for one line item, mm-hmm. except for one race. Everything else will be ready to go.
And I guess what Rocky was getting at is just how confident are you that we can pull this off this time and not avoid the problems we'll have?
I believe we will have an election that conforms with the law and Judge Brogerson's order.
Thank